This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For several weeks over the summer, we heard numerous stories of undercover adults posing as teens, uncovering Planned Parenthood counselors who recommend that teenaged clients explore all kinds of disordered behaviors. Now a pro-life state affiliate of the National Right to Life Committee has discovered Planned Parenthood's web effort to promote sex ed now simply points teenagers to a website promoting pornography. And after weeks of hearing stories of children abandoned at birth, here's a story of a girl born in Romania, similarly abandoned at birth because she was born without legs, who has come to live a remarkable life. Adopted into a family in rural Illinois and taught to never say the word can't, she became a gymnast, even a remarkable gymnast, who now earns a living as a very talented gymnast without legs. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals found itself unable to grant immediate relief that would allow a Texas law to begin closing abortion clinics. Attorney General Greg Abbott will have to wait for a regular hearing later next week. And Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is seeking Senate action, a constitutional amendment against any speech that might influence elections. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.